And we have on the line Ari Cirellis, and it's from Quad Paris. Thank you very much. I misread that. Ari, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to be an influencer for your listeners this afternoon.
Apparently, you guys have come up with a new method of dealing with these problematic parkers. Tell us about it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk today, which is the International Spinal Cord Injury Day.
Oh, okay. Wow. We didn't know that. All right. Cool.
And so that's quite significant. And also, please take note that parking is one of the smallest real issues facing quadriplegics and paraplegics. However, it does create a tremendous amount of inconvenience when people abuse the wheelchair parking facility.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a great point. I like the fact that you guys are using, I guess, an issue which most people who don't have an issue, you know, who don't, let's put it this way, don't require disability parking, so that they'll be familiar with the issue, use it to have a wider discussion on disability issues. So I think that's a great initiative. Okay. So well done to you guys. What are we going to do about these guys who don't know how to park? That's what I want to hear about.
So here's our strategy. We don't want people to be confronted and abused and the risk of even assault. So what we encourage in the public is if you see a person using a wheelchair parking that is not a wheelchair user, then take a photograph with your mobile phone and WhatsApp it, and I'll give you the number now, to our WhatsApp number with the location and the time. And if you want to put a message there, if there was some verbal abuse or an interaction, we'd like to know what it is. And what we do then, if we, in a particular incident when there's been abuse, we contact the owner of the vehicle and we dispatch what we call as a love letter, just explaining for them to be a little bit more considerate in this particular case. If it's a corporate vehicle with branding all over it, the driver of the vehicle is not doing any justice to their company by parking in a wheelchair demarcated place. So we contact the CEO of the company and we just ask the simple question, is this your parking policy for your vehicle? And I can assure you, they come back immediately with an apology. Normally, they come back saying that they will discipline the driver. We say, no, let's influence the driver. Let's sensitize the driver. So the driver understands the purpose of the parking bay.
Yeah, okay. So you guys are not trying to do an Adam Caravalis type thing on Twitter and starting a huge wave. It's really about sensitizing people to what they should be doing and trying to get some behavioral change.
With respect, we don't want to put a vehicle on Facebook to name and shame. We depend on the public for our own existence in terms of resources. So we want to influence the public and eventually get them to be the champions. We want the abuser to become the whistleblower. And so we just want an opportunity to explain to the abuser the inconvenience they might have caused and for them to understand the purpose of the day. 3.5 meters wide allows for a wheelchair user on either side of their vehicle to exit or enter. Interesting enough, some of the big abusers of wheelchair parking are people with light-duty disabilities, emphysema, using a crutch, using a walking stick, pacemaker, someone who's just frail, and believes that the location is what it's there for. It's not there for the location. It's there for the risk, and we really need that message to get across to everybody. Although it's not popular for us to take on old people who love the opportunity to socialize, we must get them to understand that what they did in order to save themselves 20 meters actually precluded a wheelchair user from using that space. So we don't make a lot of sense in that fraternity, but we're trying our best to get them to understand the bays are there, not to be close to the entrance, it's to the width.
So I think that's absolutely, a great insight. A lot of people, I think, always assume that it's about being able to get close in and not have to navigate the parking lot or whatever. I can say I personally didn't realize that it was a width issue, and that people, use it to actually get in and out the car because of, the need of the wheelchair. So I think that's a great message and really, really, good and informed for people. Even with light disabilities. So if you do spot one of these people using the bay incorrectly. How can they get hold of you guys? What's the number?
Okay, so the WhatsApp number, the whistleblowing number, is 073-853-9675. Send us the picture, we'll respond, and then we have an opportunity to introduce ourselves to the offender.
Just give it to us again, Ari. Just give it to us again.
073-853-9675.
Okay, there we go. And if people want more information about your organization, the work that you do, where can they find out more info?
Well, thank you for that opportunity, yes. The Quad Pay Association of South Africa, our number is 031-767-0352. And we've got some wonderful quadriplegic services to ensure that quadriplegics and paraplegics integrate into mainstream society.
Do you have a website or something like that?
Yes. Quasa, Q-A-S-A dot C-O dot Z-A.
Q-A-S-A dot C-O dot Z-A.
Allow me to make a comment that will resonate, I'm sure, with your listeners. If the parking bay were not close to the entrance, would they be abused? Probably not. So, in a way, we're almost saying, move our parking a bit further away from the entrance, so the abuse is reduced. Or ask the public to respect that bit of width that was accommodated for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Respect the parking bay. Ari, thank you so much for joining us. He's from the Quad Para Association, talking about a new way to report on offenders with parking bays. So if you're one of those vigilantes out there who goes and breaks things and lipsticks, just take a chill pill, go check out their website and report them, and let the professionals handle this. That's all I'm trying to say. Now, Sasha Starr, since we've been chatting about girls like you, let Maroon 5 do it.